Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. One of the most revered persons in the world today is Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And I've had opportunities to be with her, to visit at her mother house in Calcutta, to discuss with her the work that I do in the pro-life movement, and to talk about strategies for ending abortion in the world. But as a result of the time I've spent with her, many people have asked me, what is it like to be in her presence? What is it like to be with someone that so many people acknowledge is a saint? And really, brothers and sisters, it's very, very simple. Mother Teresa is the last person in the world who would want to be considered something or somebody special. Whenever people point out to her how much esteem she is held in and how people say, this is extraordinary, how much holiness you radiate, you know what she says? Holiness is not the luxury of the few. It is the obligation of all of us. In other words, what Mother Teresa is trying to tell us is that she's just doing what the Lord has required of us all. It reminds me of the gospel passage in which our Lord says, when you have done everything that you've been commanded to do, say, we are just useless servants. We're doing no more than our duty. That's precisely the attitude not only that Mother Teresa has, but that she wants us to have. We are all called to be great saints. We're not just called to be ordinary Christians. You know, there's no such thing as the call to be an ordinary Christian. And that might disappoint some of you, because a lot of us want to do precisely that. We want to be Christian, but we don't want to really make too much of it. There's no in-between. The Lord is calling you and me to be saints. One of the things that was most impressive about actually being with Mother Teresa over the course of several days was that she was so attentive to the needs and the details of the person right in front of her. She was saying to me, for example, I was wearing my black shirt there in the heat of Calcutta, and she said, you know, Father, maybe you should wear one of the white clerical shirts instead. She would say things like, are you drinking enough water? Is everything okay with your plane reservations? What impresses the world about her is her attentiveness to the details of people's lives. But she doesn't only do that with the dying person in the street. She does it with everyone she meets. She pays attention to their needs. She treats them as if they, at that moment, are the only person in the world. Let us follow her example. Let us answer the call to holiness, the call to be saints.